huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. How to beat the money matrix and the banks and profit like them. The Money Matrix is a hidden system of monetary policy created by and that benefits the elite over the people for the purposes of monopoly power and control of the populace for maximum profit. If you don't have a product to sell, you are the product that the banks profit from. Money flows from producers to consumers, and banks produce money for you to consume. So you are the product and the profit for the banks. I'm going to share the three ways that the banks make maximum profit from you for life and keep you poor. Then I'll do a U-turn and share with you the three ways that you can beat the banks at their own game. So the banks make money out of you in three different ways. Number one is interest. They lend you money for a house, for a car, for a conservatory, and they have you for years or decades or your life in debt, paying them interest. Interest equals profit. This is one of the reasons why you're always told to get a house and get a mortgage and get on the property ladder. A mortgage can be 25 years. After 10 years, you can remortgage for another 25 years and the banks have you for life. The second way the banks make money out of you is through taxes. Now, people say to me, the banks don't tax you, it's the government. But the central banks and the government are essentially one machine. Up to 70% of what you earn and what you spend is tax. Don't believe me? Then follow this channel because I have a lot of content on getting your tax bill down and your income streams up. Oh, and when you die, they take another 40% through inheritance tax. The third way the banks make money from you is through inflation. Inflation is a hidden tax, and people don't know that as your money is going down, the banks are making money two ways through inflation. The first way they're making money is they have free license to print as much as they want. Since March 2020, and you know what started on that day, the governments across the world have printed more currency money than ever existed in the world before that day in the history of humanity and money. Banks earn money on money, and they can print money on demand. The second way the banks make money through inflation is as they print money, your money goes down because there is more relative money in the economy. Therefore, the relative value of your money is less. The printing of more money devalues the existing money in the economy, but it also devalues debt. And the governments are in trillions of debt. Therefore, each time they print money, they reduce their own debt. Instead of working hard and creating a surplus and paying off the trillions of debt, they just print more money. Now, this should anger you, but let's take moral judgment away, learn how the banks make their money, and beat the banks at their own game. So number one, interest. Don't feed the hungry banks. Never borrow money from the banks to pay them interest and make them profit. Unless you borrow money from the banks and they take the risk and you invest into assets that go up in value and produce income. Number two, taxes. There's one way and one way only to get your tax bill down. When you are employed, you pay tax first and you pay yourself last. When you start a business, become an entrepreneur, start a side hustle, you can pay yourself first and pay tax last. There are dozens of expenses that the governments will let you offset to reduce your tax bill. Anything you buy after tax costs you at least double. Anything you spend through a business could save you half. And the third way is through beating inflation, and this is really clever. If inflation reduces the value of money, but it also reduces the value of debt, go to the banks and borrow money for assets like real estate. Use the bank's money to fund the real estate. You get the capital growth. You get the income. When they print trillions and reduce their national debt, they also reduce your mortgage debt that you borrowed from them. And the way to beat them twice is minimize the cash that you have in the bank. Then they can't lend it and they can't make money on it and inflation can't erode it away. If you found this content useful, make sure you're following me on this channel. I do content every day. And if you'd like to beat the banks and the money system and build generational wealth, you can go and grab this brand new book at moneymatrix.cash.